Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now,
Robert Kraft has coughed up $2 million in his plane. Others are still trying to figure out a way to keep some of their employees working.
I've been eating so little, I actually got caught up in a breeze like a kite. I just landed yesterday.
Cultural change is hard.
I assume you're in isolation, Mr. Henry.
Yes, I'm on the Pazuti 1. I got knocked over by a sail. John Overboard.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and be tomorrow.
Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Journalism Standard, Greg Hill.
Although I will say, OJ,
I'm just saying.
Funnier than Nick today.
Oh, my God.
Oh. It hurts. Ooh. It cuts to the core.
What a pill.
That lady's husband, Tiger Sashimi.
Danielle's empty seat's funnier than Nick today.
Oh, Curtis!
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
This is the worst time to not have a live-in unit. You know, kind of like, hey, you want to come over and just like have sex through like the window or something? That would be really fun. That's not an invitation for people that know where I live, by the way.
Damn it, joined by
the jello for sauce,
Wiggy.
What I said is that the NFL is not business as normal
right now.
Why not? Because nothing is, Wiggy.
Nothing is business as normal.
How hard is it to figure out? I'm Keith.
We've been working together for a while.
But I'm not Wiggy.
I know you like to yell Wiggy, but Wiggy. I'm Keith.
And behind the glass, two people New England would like to shut the hell up. Ken and Curtis.
Captain Longstick from the back, how did you nail the coronavirus?
I took it seriously. You mocked it.
I did not mock it.
Hillman 0 for 2 with Brady and coronavirus.
Listen, I have said...
This is why Howard Stern got Brady.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
It's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it.
Where the God,
get drunk before everything closes.
All the fields.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Just ride it. Ride that sucker right through.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
She clutched him to her bosom.
You got that right.
Wiggy, I don't know if you heard that or not, but apparently Danielle is looking for a friend to stop by. Does Mrs. Wiggins have you on lockdown, or could you sneak could you sneak out of the house?
I'm on lockdown.
Stop by and, you know, maybe give her a little punch in the pampers, as they used to say?
Yeah, no, I don't think I would even decide to even... think of entertaining that option.
No.
Yeah, I don't dip my pen in company ink.
I would not. Yeah, that's not a good
Never
move.
A good idea.
So, all right. Well, so it wouldn't be Wiggy. We'll see if we can find somebody else for you. It's going to be a long weekend, Danielle.
That's all right.
I mean, I bet it's probably
it's been a long couple of weeks, bud. So
it's probably easy for her to find somebody. It just depends on what the quality she's looking for.
No. Not during this time.
It still is. Trust me. I'm just like, I know what you do for work. You might be exposed to a few too many people. I'm good. This one over here, you not something. You maybe that one. No.
There's definitely a couple of Marcuses or Jamal that wouldn't mind making a stop by Swampscott.
Can you bring some coaxial cable?
I think the issue you should create some kind of a chart, or maybe Dr. Fauci can help you. But there's going to be. On one end of the graph, you would have like the period of time that you can wait in order to do that act. And then on the other side would be the risk of contracting the coronavirus.
Right. Well, then I guess,
and then that, like,
it's,
you know,
like a cost worth analysis.
I'm guessing that it's going to be like April 27th or something where the two meet, and you're going to be like, forget about it. Just get over here. Get your ass over here.
Doesn't it also depend on the quality too, Greg? Let's be honest. The quality is worth it.
Maybe she's willing to risk it.
Right. So, you know, maybe there's just been no quality sliding in her DM. All it takes is one good one.
Right. I'm not giving in for bad sex at this point in my life with no corona, let alone during the corona. So it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Are you okay with a guy who hasn't had a haircut in 3 weeks and he looks like the brawny guy with the whiskers and hasn't showered in 4 or 5 days? Is that all right with you?
Don't act like there wasn't a period of my life where that was what I was attracted to.
All right.
No corona.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Well, for those of you who forgot what day it is, it's Friday, and Wiggy is here, and Curtis and Ken, and Danielle is safely ensconced with her sex chair at home, which I don't think you shared. You promised that you'd share a photo of the sex chair yesterday, and I don't think you did that.
No, I didn't. I'll find one.
Were you going to get that this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Very important. Obviously, very important things on my mind. We got a lot that we have to do on the show this morning. That includes the dumbest of the day coming up at 6:45, and it's really dumb today. It's really, really dumb. We have an expert opinion on what the economic collapse is going to lead to from a system of government in our country. And it comes from an individual that all of you who watch Netflix have come to know and love recently. So that's coming up. That's coming up as the dumbest of the day. We will be joined at 7:20 on this show by the founder of Sam Adams Beer, Jim Cook, at a little bit after 8. We will get to the top 5 best, most beautiful briefing moments from yesterday's White House briefing. And, of course, this is the final day of Brady Week.
Woo!
And I cannot – we'll do something Brady-related at 8:30. I cannot do another – Curtis, I can't do another
Come
guest.
Come on. All right. Well,
gushing. I cannot do another guest gushing about Tom Brady. This is it. This is the goodbye. This is the final goodbye. We've been broken up with. We've been dumped.
Yeah.
And enough.
Well, you have Howard Stern. God, they're going steady.
Yeah. When is Howard – is that Wednesday? Wednesday, he's going to be on Howard Stern.
And Tom even promoted that on Twitter.
He never did anything about these interviews. Excuse me.
We don't have time to discuss it right now. But he has a new nickname for himself.
Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah.
Tom, we've reached the point, unfortunately, in this great saga where Tom Brady is actually referring to himself in the third person, which is the worst. When an athlete arrives at that point, Wiggy, it's all downhill from there.
Curtis loves that.
but, yeah. Maybe we should probably discuss when we discuss the new Tom Brady nickname and the Howard Stern interview, we should discuss the text response to the request that this show had for the interview with Tom Brady.
Ooh. I think it's an interesting juxtaposition.
You do?
Yes, I do. I think it's a bunch of BS.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I will never rip Brady, but that was weak.
It was weak?
Yes.
It was weak? All right.
It's weak.
So what else? Brady Week, 8:30.
And so Brady Week at 8:30, I thought we could settle my biggest debate of all time. Brady versus Belichick.
Do we have to?
Yes. We can conclude the week with the debate that will never end, and we can settle it once and for all.
Do you have a way that we can do it, perhaps?
You have to bring some evidence to the table. What caused the dynasty? Decisions that were made by Brady and mistakes by Belichick, and that's why we have Brady
Should
over Belichick.
Should be interesting.
Oh, all right. All right. Maybe I'm okay with that.
Have some diehards call in, give their pitch.
I mean, honestly, I have to tell you, when you're locked in your home for 17, 18 hours a day, anything sounds good, Curtis.
Yep.
Anything that you bring up sounds
Long
good.
Long time.
At this
Finally.
It's I love hearing you meander down the hallway. It's the highlight of my morning.
Getting out of the hole like, wow, man, this is what the rest of the world looks like.
That's right. All right. If you want to call and you want to be on the show anytime up until 10 this morning, the number is 617-779-7937 or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This is the radio. I want to feel it. Got to give me some more. The
The Lead.
Kenneth, one of my favorite videos when I used to work at V66.
Ooh.
The band Autograph.
Oh, I was going to quiz you on that. Not even a hesitation.
No, no. You're never going to. When it comes to the 80s pop, or even in that case, the 80s metal, you will never stump me.
Ever.
Never be stumped when it comes to any kind of an 80s top 40 hit, of which that was. What is your lead this morning?
Great hit. George Lynch on guitar, by the way. I'll tell you, the Skate Pod, another fantastic episode yesterday for those that listened, and I'm sure there were many. We had Kevin Paul DuPont of the Globe on. He points this out. More bad news for sports fans. Probably no cup run. The NHL is hell-bent if they can't get it in the summer, which is looking bad, on starting fresh with a whole new season in the fall, as opposed to jamming in a playoff run of a couple months or a month or whatever, and then having a shortened season which starts in December or January.
We've been robbed.
So what would be the deadline? Did he at least give us that? Can you say the summer? Is that like July, August?
Yes. Basically, if they don't get it in by July, they are punting on the season.
Starting by July or done by July?
Starting.
Starting.
So it maybe would be a month, shortened.
That might be a possibility. I can't see a period of time where you're allowing giant groups of people to gather that's in our near future, as horrible as that is to say.
But is July near future, or is it?
It doesn't seem like it, Wiggy. August 20th doesn't seem. I mean, April 20th doesn't seem like the near future. So basically, the Bruins are SOL on this season.
Which I think fans would be pissed. Why do you want a full year next year? Don't you want to conclude, given the circumstances, what everybody built up the standings for this year? But of course, it's a money grab. They want the guaranteed 41 dates at home, and they want all teams to be playing instead of just half the teams.
What a disaster.
I wonder when they'll make, because I ultimately always thought, there has to be, a deadline decision day, right? We got to make June 24th, we have to say, all right, or June 14th, we have to say, hey, we're starting the season July 1st, or the playoffs. Let me say, we're starting the playoffs July 1st, and they'll run through July and August. We'll give, because I know we talked to Tuukka Rask on Dale and Keith, and he said that he needs about a week or two to kind of knock that rust off.
That was
Keith.
That was on this show.
All the shows start to run together.
What'd you say? April 20th seems far away. 10 a.m. seems far away.
Was that here?
Yeah, that was on the show.
There you go.
Yeah,
so
that was this week.
They all
actually
sound the same.
That was Wednesday, Wiggy. It was Wednesday on the show, Wiggins.
Could have been Wednesday, because I don't remember.
Hey, listen, there is good news for you, though. If they do a full season, you get a full extra minutes season from Chara. So that's good for you. That's good for you.
That is true.
All right, Greg. Yesterday evening, David Wade, an anchor at CBS here in Boston, tweeted out a picture that was sent to him of a Boston-bound flight overflowing with passengers all falling on top of one another before they deplane and head into our city full of recycled coronavirus. Once again, the rest of us in the economy are dealing with the effects of a downturn, but the airline industry will be bailed out and given a restart, just like it happens. It seems almost every 5 to 10 years, the airlines get helped out by the government. The least they can do is at least respect the social distancing guidelines that have been handed down from Trump across the country, and not have people piled on top of one another just to deplane and enter our community here in Boston. It is a disgrace, and they should be held accountable for what they're doing.
Curtis, you have never been more correct in the period of time that I've known you. Why are we bailing the airlines out as opposed to bailing the average American individual out? The average American small business owner, the $1,200 when it comes to the stimulus, what is that really going to do for people? If you live in the city of Boston or the suburbs of Boston, what is $1,200 when you finally get it really going to do for you? These airlines have made billions of dollars, billions of dollars,
right?
And we're handing them bailout money. It's like the cruise lines. Why are we bailing the cruise lines out at this point?
And why are they still shipping? Why are there 6,000 people, as Danielle noted yesterday, still on cruise ships?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know, and the other thing that is amazing today, because you think 1,200, I mean, what's 1,200 going to get you, even in like rural Maine or something like that?
When
you
really go farther there.
Right, but it's not going to go as far as you really think when you think of $1,200. You would think that the president would say all domestic flights shut down.
Yes.
So you wouldn't have this issue.
Yes, I agree. All right. Great point to start this morning, Curtis. What do you got, Wiggy?
All right. So with a great Tom Brady week that we've had here at WEEI, Friday, the last day of it, just kind of hit home for me that we, and I've talked about this all the time, that it is finally over and that I'm going to sit here next year or whenever the season starts and root for a team that I don't know how good they're going to be and watch my beloved quarterback of 20 years be down playing for the Buccaneers. I still can't believe it, but this Friday today puts it on with all the great calls that we had and all the people that we talked to.
Today
it's
is
my
real.
Quarterback. Today yeah, I feel real. Like T.O. right now when he was crying.
All right. For Wiggy, it's real. Danielle, what do you got?
There's a new thing for me, Ken, and Nick to be panicked about during the coronavirus crisis, and that is aerosolized feces.
What?
Experts are saying that while you're home, you need to be sure to close the lid to your toilet every time you use it because coronavirus could possibly travel in that manner.
Oh, my
they say the aerosolized fecal matter could be propelled into the air through what's called a toilet plume caused by a flush. So close the lid before you flush. And for the love of God, don't leave your toothbrush out on the counter.
Oh, my. You just gave Ken something else that he's going to worry about.
Well,
he's going to have massive
anxiety.
It's
the reality, Greg. It's the reality.
What's that going to do? Because if the person that's dropping a deuce got the coronavirus, what's that mean if he shuts the toilet and then comes and gives you a kiss?
I don't know.
Wiggy, you should start a podcast. Aerosolized feces.
It means nothing.
Drop a deuce. That's what they need.
So
new episode up now.
Yeah, you'll be my first guest.
It's dropping.
Curtis.
So make sure during this horrible time that you are at all times closing your toilet lid, your toilet seat lid. That's what you're saying, Danielle.
Correct, yes.
All right. Well, listen, along those same lines, thankfully, the experts have finally gotten down to clearing up one of the biggest mysteries of Corona 2020, why this great country doesn't have enough toilet paper. Apparently, Wiggy, I don't know if you knew this or not, but TP supplies in this nation are either directed toward consumers or commercial use, and they cannot be repurposed for any other purpose in the country. So you either have regular commercial toilet paper rolls, which are for businesses,
right,
which are the big rolls, like the half ply, or you have the
like
consumer version, the small roll, and the two can never be intertwined.
Hmm.
Hence why, so we have an overabundance right now of commercial toilet paper available in this country. We don't have enough consumer toilet paper available in this country. Hmm. That's why and then there's Ken and Nick and others who hoarded it.
I got two.
Yeah. So my direction to the president would be, in addition to the ventilators, can we get some kind of an admiral on the TP sitch and see if we can get that solved for everybody so that we're all feeling better about that?
He works at Barstool. His name is Rear Admiral.
All right. Coming up after trending, there is another COVIDiot in the news today. We'll talk about what a Missouri man did in the Dollar Tree to threaten shoppers because he wanted them to think that he was a super spreader. So we'll get to that, but right now, what is trending?
It's Brady Week on EEI. Tune in every day at 8:30 a.m., 12:30, 4:30, and 6:30. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by our Subaru of New England retailers. They're committed to being a resource for our neighbors' love. It's what makes Subaru, Subaru. And Brady Week continues here on WEEI, brought to you by Samuel Adams. Celebrating Brady's 20 years in New England, restaurantstrong.org. Hillman, are we over 500K?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you for your generosity. You're an amazingly generous audience, And yesterday we went well over the $500,000 mark. And I mentioned the amazing people at Tito's Vodka who donated $50,000 this week to get us up over that total. So we've sent $451,000 checks out to servers and bartenders and barbacks and those who work in the industry who are unable to work right now. And when we talk to Jim Cook, the founder of Sam Adams, at 7:20, we'll discuss the news which we announced yesterday, which we are taking the Restaurant Strong program to 20 different states.
Whoa.
So for for those who listen to this show in Maine or in Rhode Island or in Connecticut or Vermont or New Hampshire, you've been asking, and Jim Cook and Sam Adams and the Greg Hill Foundation are answering, and we'll talk a little bit about that coming up at 7:20 with Jim Cook.
Well, that's an example of a silver lining in this mess, which, you know, it's a total mess, but there are some good stories. That's one. Robert Kraft and the Kraft family delivering those masks yesterday was another.
Yes.
Touchdown at 6 p.m. at Logan Airport. Charlie Baker speaking at the Delta Hangar. Got quite emotional, your guy Charlie, there yesterday.
Did.
Here's a little bit of Charlie.
Jonathan, honestly, we can't thank you and your dad and your family enough for answering the call and helping make this happen. And for the many, many dedicated frontline workers across this state who are battling COVID-19 on behalf of the people of Massachusetts every single day, this gear will make an enormous difference.
Hmm. And you know what? Jamila Hill, she should be ashamed of herself. You know what I mean? Like, really? I know that you might have issues with the president or whatever it might be, but come on now. Like,
you should
be ashamed of yourself.
What did she say?
Well, she had tweeted after, like, Kraft did that. There was a tweet that she had.
Yeah.
I don't really know verbatim.
She said basically, screw you, Kraft. You helped support Donald Trump.
Right. Like, how are we applauding this guy? He's the same guy that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, man, come on. You know, you got to fall back on that one. I mean, even though whatever your feelings might be towards the president or whatever, now any person that helps out the country that might have supported the president or in any way, like you taking shots at, for doing something good and helping people and helping save lives. She should be ashamed of herself.
Craig, I don't know if you were briefed. Was RKK there last night?
I don't know. Was Mr. Kraft there, or was it just Jonathan?
No, Robert, although he made an appearance on CNN, and he made some media rounds. We can hear from Robert later.
All right.
That was shipment one of two, by the way. Not sure when the second one's coming in, but 1 million N95 respirator masks to the healthcare workers in Mass and 300,000 to New York. And Red Sox Classics continue tonight across the WEI Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Tonight you'll hear, if you tune in at 7 with Mutt, the 16-1 beatdown of the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, Game 3 of the 2018 ALDS. Looking forward to that. That was the one where Cora said, suck on it later, about we put up 16 at Yankee Stadium. Maybe Cora will be back by the time this is all over.
Could be.
Let's hope so. That's what's trending now on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Listen to the sound. No lies. No, no, no. This is my last goodbye.
not to take Ken off of the rejoin music control position. Everything is morose and sad and last goodbyes, and the guy
is Brady
just...
week. It's the last goodbye.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, good. All right, that's fine. Brady Jeez, week.
Take you me thought it was a rejoins. Corona conspiracy.
I thought that was something else.
I do feel it, though. And with this being the last day of the Brady week, I do really feel that it's it. This is it. It's over.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been over for a few weeks now.
It really didn't hit. Then you start talking about, you have Brady week and you have all these guests on and you start, you know, thinking about all the great memories and this and that. And then,
can you refer to him by his new nickname, please?
Warm Weather Tom?
Yes.
WWT.
Warm Weather Tom. That is what he is referring to himself as in the third person now when he is... sharing his social media messages.
God, you guys have turned so fast on this.
It is full-fledged smear campaign now.
He is Warm Weather Tom. Warm Weather Tom.
I mean, did Brady send masks? No.
Speaking of the masks, Wiggy, mm-hmm. a lot of texters agree with you that Jemele Hill, no relation, mm-hmm. Is... completely out of line with their tweet about the Crafts yesterday.
Well, so I guess the Globe, they must have tweeted just, you know, the Kraft family used the Patriots team plane to shuttle more than 1.7 million N95 masks from China to Boston. Just talking about what the Kraft family did.
Yeah.
And then she kind of like, whatever they call it, is like tweet
sub-tweeted.
Comment.
Sub-tweeted.
Sub-tweeted. She then says... this is where I remind people that Robert Kraft is friends with Donald Trump and gave to his campaign. It's incredible, the Kraft family, she kind of missed the word. It's incredible the Kraft family is doing this, but hope they understand their money helped empower their two peace signs friend, two hand peace sign friends.
Air quote.
Yeah.
Air quote, their friend.
Their yeah. quote-unquote friend.
Right. So basically...
Yeah. No, you can politicize this now?
I think, yes. Like, what is the... Why? Who are these people who have to politicize everything, like Curtis? Oh, wait a minute.
Jeez.
He's right there.
But Danielle, like, can you not give it a break for a month?
No, they can't. That's what Twitter is for.
Well,
it's like me when I have to point out something dumb and annoying about something, but I don't go to the political route.
But what has she done? Mr. Kraft, at his own expense, $2 million to buy the masks, bought them for Massachusetts, and then he bought another $300,000 for New York mm-hmm. because he went to Columbia University and he's fond of New York.
Right.
So, I mean, when you see that news, the first thing that you think you have to tweet is that he happens to be a friend of the president or he happened to support the president.
But this is what happens with Trump. People have lost their minds. Otherwise, relatively sane people, Jemele Hill excluded, are absolutely, it's impossible for them to think about Trump in any other way but to despise him. So anything that helps Trump or comes from someone who has supported Trump is sullied. And it's bizarre to me. But Jemele Hill won, Greg. I mean, she wins yesterday with that tweet, as obnoxious, as wrong, as idiotic as it was. We're talking about it. Other shows are talking about it. It got a massive reaction on Twitter.
But so she did get dragged, though. I mean, she got dragged.
She did by most people?
By a lot of people. She got dragged for it. I think a lot of people are at the point where you go, okay, regardless of what you think about the president, his political beliefs or how he talk, whatever it might be, you look and you go, okay, what Kraft is doing and the Kraft family is doing is a good thing that's helping people and it's saving lives. That's the only thing that matters. Regardless of their relationship with Trump or if they are supportive, you're, at this point in time, it's kind of like, yo, we put all that aside. And when people are doing good things, they should be recognized for doing those good things.
Yes. The problem is there is a certain group of people mm-hmm. who wish the government would do everything for them. Mm-hmm. They are used to the government doing things for them, and they wish the government would do everything for everybody. So therefore, they can't understand the value of a public-private mm-hmm. partnership.
Right.
Like, if you look at what's going on, you can dial it down to locally in Jim Cook. right? Sam Adams. They give $200,000 to start the Restaurant Strong Fund here in Boston. Yesterday, they gave $2 million to the Greg Hill Foundation to take it to 20 different states.
Right.
$2 million.
That's really good.
It's a lot of money.
That's mm-hmm. a lot of cash.
So on a national level, these guys, I think, have done a good job of getting companies, whether it's GM, Ford, 3M, Home Depot,
My Pillow,
Mike Lindell.
I want to scratch 3M from that list.
What do you mean? 3M, they took a factory that's located
in Rhode
Island. They
caught them shipping to China. Even Trump's tweeting out about 3M.
Did they not? So, yes, Ken. All right, so there are some that come along a little bit slower than others. But can she not celebrate the fact that this administration has been able to get some partnerships with private enterprise going where they're excited about trying to help solve the problem?
When it comes to the coronavirus and Donald Trump, she's rooting for the coronavirus.
You look further down in the thread and see how she responds to other people that are criticizing her. And like one guy points out, it's great that they're doing that, but it also serves their interests so they can get back to playing football. And she said, every owner isn't doing what they did. I get your point, but let's not minimize it. It says more that they have to do something like this to offset the utter incompetence and negligence of the White House.
Oh.
And then someone else asked her what she had contributed, and she said, I've done my share, and I don't feel the need to broadcast it.
Oh, God.
I believe Kraft is being genuine, but I also know, I love this part, billionaires would prefer charitable giving to challenging systems of inequity and inequality.
Curtis
is right, though. Curtis is 100% right on this. There are people out there that they're rooting for the coronavirus just so they can somehow pin it on Trump, right?
Yeah. And by the way, let's be clear for people who don't know. You're not somebody who voted for this president.
No.
Nor would you vote for him again, I'm assuming.
No, but when you look at what's going on, right, I think the thing that people, are missing here is they're trying, because they don't like the way he talks and some of the things that he said and this, that, and the other, was he doing a lot of great things for the economy? Yes, that's the things you need to look at. But some of the things that he said in his past and how he talked, they now, and Curtis is right, they're hoping the coronavirus comes out on top because they could be like, see, this happened on Trump's watch. Mm-hmm. He's the reason why.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the wrong time to do that. There'll be a time. I mean, they want to launch, the Democrats in Congress want to launch a 9/11 type
investigation
of the president.
Look at CNN and MSNBC and NPR. NPR, by the way, who just got another $75 million. You're welcome. I don't know why. Anyway, but they all will not broadcast Trump's briefings. So when
neither did Fox. They bailed first last night.
Fox, no, give me a break. Fox was there for an
they
hour
did.
And a half.
No, they bailed first. I'll tell you. I had to switch over to CNN and then over to MSNBC.
Trump said, give us the hook.
The greatest thing about our new feature, the top five best or most beautiful briefing moments, is that Ken has to watch the president's press conferences the way
every
through.
Every night.
That's the best,
for 2 hours.
That's the best part about it.
It is a struggle.
Hey, here's a great text. A 508 texter is wondering if she was saying the same thing when Robert Kraft got Meek Mill out of prison. Can you go back and check her tweets and see if she was saying the same things about Robert Kraft at that point?
Stay woke.
Here's Sean. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
Good. I'm good. I wanted to call in and talk about the value of that cargo flight from Asia to Boston, because my brother is in aviation over in Thailand. He was trying to do the very same thing, get a cargo plane to fly a couple million masks that are readily available over in Asia.
Yeah.
The cargo carriers were charging up to $750,000 to load that plane up. So that's the value that he donated with that plane, which is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, why can't you just say, what an amazing thing that Robert Kraft did, or what an amazing thing that X person, I mean, Oprah donated $10 million yesterday, right? Right.
Yes.
What an amazing thing that Oprah
right.
did.
Right, even if you're not a fan of hers, right?
I'm not the biggest fan of this? Oprah Winfrey.
Right.
But you know
acknowledge
what?
It?
What an amazing
Jemele
thing
Hill
she did.
Tweeted 400 characters.
How about not just, if you don't like it, why not just not say nothing? You right. know what I mean?
Yeah. Not say nothing, Wiggy.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I found Jemele Hill's tweet after Meek Mill and Kraft. She still wasn't a fan.
Oh.
She
really?
Said.
And she...
She said, I've met and talked with Robert Kraft on a few occasions. Very nice man, but his friendships don't mean much to me. His actions do. He can befriend all the black rappers he wants, but that doesn't mean he's working on behalf of black people. Wigs out.
There you go. There you go.
She also has followed up with several other tweets after Meek Mill was released. And in this initial thread that we were talking about, basically saying, like, yeah, he did that for Meek Mill, but he's also complicit in making sure Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. The same guy who was fighting for people abused by the criminal justice system like Meek Mill.
Wow.
She brought it full circle.
It must be like a horrible existence to be that miserable over what other people
and
do.
And I'm waiting
all the
for
time.
Jemele Hill to tweet out ripping her favorite coach, Mr. Tom Izzo, at her alma mater, Michigan State, after Izzo yesterday was found to have been threatening, you know, people in an assault case at his campus. So,
yeah.
But the thing about it is, though, if you're going to say that, like, if you're going to put your name on it, you're going to sign that, you talk about it. That's the thing that Jemele Hill will never do. She will never, like, she'll never go out there and she'll have a discussion with a person who calls her on it or anything like that. She'll just put it in a tweet, kind of let it live there, maybe a few more comments here and there, but she'll never... You know, she'll never be in front of somebody who she knows is going to fire shots at them.
Why doesn't she go do something? Why doesn't she get her sewing machine out and take her designer T-shirts or scarves and sew them into masks?
Yeah. No, keep them as scarves. Those are better.
Scarves.
Trump told me yesterday.
Yeah. You know, they're talking about how we're going to every single person should be wearing something on their face very, very soon, Ken.
L.A., the mayor in L.A. issued the mandate. He's the first city to do it.
And yes. New York is in New York State,
I
right kind of right behind
tonight.
It.
Yep.
All right. We have a lot to get to. We got a little distracted by the attack on Robert Kraft. But coming up... We will get to the COVIDiot from Missouri and what he did in the Dollar Tree store. We're going to get to the dumbest of the day at 6:45. We will get to the top five most beautiful briefing moments from yesterday's White House briefing a little after 8 on today's show. And we wrap up Brady Week today here at WEEI. And at 8:30, Curtis wants to put the Belichick-Brady debate to rest for once and for all, which won't happen. But all of that coming up on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Echoes a reggae, coming through my bedroom wall. Had a party up next door, but I'm sitting here all alone.
week three, right? We're considering this week three of the new normal.
Banned. Not blocked, today. Get out.
Some people are handling it well, and others are not. And I think the man in Missouri, Danielle, who is in the news today for coughing on others in the Dollar Tree, is not handling it well.
Not even a little bit.
Now, this guy in Cuba, Missouri, went into the Dollar Tree. And first and foremost, he started purposefully coughing on other customers.
Yep.
His name is John Swaller. And then he went and wrote COVID on the inside of the freezer in the Dollar Tree.
Yeah. You know, you open the door, it gets frosty.
Oh, yeah.
You make a little smiley face and you write COVID because that's funny.
And then he rubbed his hands on his junk and then rubbed them on the freezer door handle.
Correct.
So,
the store was later shut down and sanitized.
Oh, it was? Okay, good.
Yes.
I was hoping that, I mean, it's hard to discount things at the dollar store, so it's not like they could discount sell the whatever was in the freezer anyway. I mean, so he was charged with, like, making a terroristic threat, correct?
Correct, yes. Second degree, jail bond, $25,000 bond.
Terroristic threat gets thrown around all the time. I feel like that should be more serious. I don't know.
What do you mean?
This is like, giant public health crisis. You can't go out here and do stuff like this at this point.
I know, but terroristic, I think, bin Laden.
Well, otherwise it's like, you know, harassment or some lesser charge or something ridiculous or, you know, a public nuisance.
They needed
something that would stick.
Yeah,
public nuisance on the airwaves.
You can't do that now. I mean, think about the stories you see. There was a lady in Pennsylvania who coughed in a grocery store. It was like $36,000 of food she destroyed.
We talked about her on the show.
There was the guy in the UK, I believe it was. He spit on the guy at the train station, and then ultimately he ends up dying.
Yeah.
Did you see that one story?
Well, did you see the video that Curtis was talking about yesterday of the dude who punched the other guy out? Because was that for coughing or was that for sneezing?
I think he spat on some oranges that were in a market in Europe somewhere, and massive guy just judo chopped him.
Yeah.
I mean, no corona.
That's what should happen.
That's what Nick does today in the middle of Newton.
This is Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, Tyler?
Nothing much. Just at work. I'm essential today. Just figured I'd call.
What do you mean you're essential today? What do you do?
Well, most likely every day. I'm a healthcare worker. I'm working out of Dartmouth, Massachusetts. I work in the EMS field.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much for doing that. We really appreciate it, Tyler.
Yes, sir. Not a problem. I just thought I'd come on today and just spread some positive light.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thankful for everybody that, you know, is coming on the show and talking positive. And I'm thankful for everybody just coming through and really getting together and making everything, you know, okay. We're definitely at a situation we need to take serious. But then again, we also need to not be too serious to the point where we're going to punch people in line for coughing, slight cough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people are afraid to cough now.
Yeah.
In front of people. It's like, uh-oh, do I really want to cough? And it could be just, you know, something went down the wrong pipe, and you're like, yeah, I'm good. I'm not going to cough. I'm not going to sneeze. I'm not doing anything.
Right.
Well,
it's allergy season, so there are going to be people who are going to be coughing. Like, I mean, you have to cut people a little bit of slack.
It is a little weird. I don't know if it's just me. It may be, but I was walking my dog yesterday in Southie, and we're walking, and this couple was about 50 yards ahead of me on the sidewalk, and they went to the other side of the road to avoid
them. That's me. Why are you laughing at that? That
wasn't because of COVID.
That's true.
Yeah, come on, Danielle. That could have been the only reason why.
No, I mean,
look
Ken,
at him. Right.
Ken doesn't even.
Hi.
Ken never. Do you leave your house for anything?
One walk a day, 20 minutes a day. And once a week trip to the grocery store. Once a week, no.
That's it.
And what are you doing? You practice social distancing in the grocery
store, of course.
I hope.
Well, I mean, the best you can.
Yeah.
Aren't we Shaw's, all like Ken, Shaw's though, at this point now?
What do you mean?
Like, most of us really stay in? Or if anything, maybe do what Curtis does, go on a small walk here. But most of us, I don't really leave my house. Once I get back from when I leave here and I go home, that's it.
And I don't hear any apologies or praise of Laird, man. I mean, where, people should be like lining up on the phone lines. Ken, you were right months ago. I'm sorry I ripped you. I mean, where is it? Where's the affection?
Literally not one person. And if they call in for that, Curtis is going to screen them right out.
Yep.
I mean, I'm so afraid of Ken. I got invited to go to Lake Winnipesaukee to see the friend of this show, John Dooley from Echo Store.
Yes.
Wanted me to do the show up there. One morning from his place on Governor's Island. I mean, what's the difference if I'm here? Or
yeah,
I'm
it doesn't
there,
matter.
What's the difference?
Could be anywhere. But
you spread it to Maine last week.
I'm so nervous. I'm so afraid of Ken that if I go anywhere and interact with one other human being, that Ken is gonna put the Scarlet A on me Scarlet C on me.
Warm weather, Brady, super spreader Hill.
But more than any of us, Ken should be livid at these airlines because for all the work we're doing to prevent this to spread and flatten the curve. If these flights keep arriving with hundreds of people sitting on top of each other, nothing's going
to
change.
So let's revisit that for a minute, and then we got to get to dumbest of the day. But that was your lead this morning, Curtis.
Right.
Which is that the airlines, who are being bailed out by the federal government.
Again.
Even though their profits, in many cases, were in the billions of dollars last year, they're being bailed out. By the federal government, but yet they're not practicing any kind of social distancing. And this is based on a photo that you saw of a plane landing in Boston yesterday.
Last night, David Wade shared a picture that was sent to him by a flight attendant, I believe, of an airliner that landed with every seat taken. They were deplaning, so everybody's standing up, grabbing their luggage on top of one another, about to enter Boston at Logan Airport.
Mm. So you want domestic air travel shut down?
Well, if you're going to fly, you should be following the same rules that we're all following.
But I don't think you can. I think it has to be shut down. That's one thing that I don't think you can do is fly just because of the size of airplanes, right?
You could put only like five people on a plane or
something. But is that even worth Is that even worth it? Five people on a.
Well, what does it matter if they're getting bailed out? I mean,
at this point, especially, the airlines should be beholden to the federal government and follow their guidelines when they have their hands out looking for, for another bailout.
Problem is, there are no federal guidelines because there are still states that are not shutting down their own state, including Arkansas, who is refusing because it's too much effect on the economy.
Yeah. Is that true?
That's true. The governor came out yesterday and said, it's just too hard. It would hurt us too much. They should ban flights from Arkansas is what they should do. Mm. Start there.
Well, there are states where they have less of an issue. Like, I mean, you will acknowledge that, right? There are.
Well, we don't know. A lot of these states aren't testing.
But people are still transiting, through those areas. Bringing it from other places. It just hasn't hit them yet.
Well, a lot of people are going to Arkansas this time of year.
Arkansas.
Maybe they think it's safe because there are a low number of cases. It's like the same thing with the New Yorkers going to the Cape.
Well, Arkansas, total cases 683, total deaths 12.
I love how Wiggy has become the statistician on the show. With the coronavirus dashboard for health data.
What's that website?
Worldometers.
Worldometer, baby.
It gives you everything. And, he said Arkansas, but there are some states where
Wiggy's not allowed to watch porn at home, so now he's on Worldometers. It's the only thing he can do.
Honey, Arkansas's up to 720.
There's no porn at the house.
All right. Speaking of Ozark, we got to do a Netflix in quarantine this morning because I found a new documentary, which is based on something that happened here in Massachusetts.
Oh, I'm glad you got some TV to watch finally.
Yes, I found a little bit of time. So maybe we'll do that at like 8:30 or after Brady Week.
Sounds
so
good.
We'll do that at 8:45 or so. But right now, this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
Well, we've done our best to listen to everything that was said in this country and around the world yesterday, and we have determined that the following was the dumbest of the day, Curtis.
Yes, Jeff Lowe, your favorite and my favorite character of the Tiger King Bonanza on Netflix.
Vegas Jeff. Yes, Vegas Jeff. Vegas Jeff believes that the economic crisis may lead this country to a new form of government. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, you're looking for good news. He found a silver lining in all of this.
All right. Here's Jeff Lowe. He's with his beautiful wife. And here's what he said yesterday.
This is Jeff and Lauren from the Tiger King. And you know, with the next financial crisis in full swing, the collapse of global capitalism is all but inevitable. But take comfort, Jonathan. Communism will rise from its ashes. We will defeat the billionaires and take America back. Workers of the world, unite. Stay strong. Watch season two. We won't be there.
Bye, guys.
Who knew that Jeff was a communist? I never even knew that about
him. Who knew there was a season two?
I know. That's the good news. The good news is there's a season two of Tiger Hunter coming, or Tiger King coming. I wonder
what direction they're going.
Oh, my God.
They better release it soon, because I feel like once we have a life again, I don't know if it's going to be as popular.
Yeah, no, I told you I'm out on Tiger King after Joe Exotic. Yeah.
Sounds like he's rooting for communism, is he?
Yeah.
Is that
a Bernie guy? Or?
I don't know. He must be a Bernie bro. Wow.
He does not look like a communist. I don't know what a communist looks like, but I don't think of communism when I see Vegas Jeff.
All right.
Well. You don't see a guy, you know, somebody rocking a hat with a bandana underneath it?
Right. No, it's not. I see Vermont and Birkenstocks.
A lot of people in Tiger King are safe from Corona because they already have the bandanas. Like, there's a lot of bandana.
I don't think it's the bandanas that's making them immune to it. No, if you see how they've been living, I think that, you know, Corona's probably nothing compared to how they're living.
Good point. Yeah. So you're saying that if you eat a lot of expired Walmart meat,
maybe
you're safe.
I don't think Corona's even going to do anything. You're eating that, you know, 2-week-old beef tips from Walmart.
This is Craig, who works for an airline, I guess. Hello, Craig.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
Yeah, so what Curtis was just saying, I'm going to call shenanigans on that picture. I haven't seen it, but the last three weeks in the airport, it literally is a ghost town. Some of my flights have been coming in with one, maybe two passengers. They've been going out with 10 passengers in the morning, and I work for one of the biggest airlines in the country.
Okay.
So that picture of everybody on top of each other has to be a couple months old.
Okay. Curtis, can you maybe retweet that on the show Twitter feed?
I did, and David Wade said that this was just sent to him. So, I mean, I'm just going off of his reporting, but maybe I can send him a DM and see if exactly when that flight was taking place.
Yeah. Why don't you do a poll about whether or not domestic airline travel should be shut down or not?
Will do.
Since you're advocating for that.
But serious question. Oh, sorry, Daniel.
David fired off a subsequent tweet after that photo was posted, and he said that the airline worker that sent him the photo told him because the flights are so dirt cheap, some people are deciding to travel, and airlines are consolidating flights, so not all the planes are as empty as they were in, you know, the previous week.
Who's deciding to travel right now?
Right.
Cheap people.
People who don't
care about other people.
Seems to be, that's the most ridiculous, like,
Where are you going? Where are you staying? What restaurant are you eating at?
Who is looking at this and saying, I'm going to take a trip somewhere? On a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Are there planes flying out of, like, LaGuardia right now to Boston? Like, are there New York planes coming here? I don't even know the answer to that question.
They shut down LaGuardia and JFK.
And if there was a hot spot in the country, would you recommend, like, let's say, God forbid, it happens in Miami or something, all flights out of Miami banned, especially to...
If it's a hot spot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Well, why not just shut down all flights domestically for,
because
like, 2 weeks?
Because I think people still have to fly somewhere, like, for funerals or, I don't know. That's
well, you're not, well, they're not doing funerals.
It's the only thing I can think of.
You're not doing funerals.
Some places are still doing funerals with a reasonable amount of people.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah, like, somebody was texting in. Somebody brought up the funeral thing yesterday, and people were texting in that they work at a graveyard, and people are still having graveside services. So, I mean, I don't know. There's no clear, there should be one clear directive. It's like the governor yesterday.
Think of that.
Huh?
Oh, what an idea.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the clear directive, Kim Jong-un, should be shut everything down. The governor yesterday closed the beaches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Isn't the beach the place where people can walk and be socially distant and get some exercise?
He didn't really close the beaches, because then they put it up on like one of the news channels. He closed the parking lot, but you could still walk on the beach.
But they opened the parks early.
Yeah,
but
they opened
some of
the parks early.
So
it's the show. He gets mad at Ken. He's probably going to get mad at me. But where, like, why is it okay to open the parks up? And you're going to close the beach parking lots?
Yeah,
like, why can't people drive to the beach and walk 6 feet apart with their family if they want to do that?
And, Greg, I'm at JetBlue.com right now. You can book a flight from JFK to Boston today.
Jesus.
Yes.
How much is it?
$140 bucks.
Still? That much?
Right. That's no cheap flight.
$350 round trip.
That's how much it would cost anyways.
Hey, here's a 508 text about Jeff Lowe saying that he is the only communist who drives a Ferrari. It's an odd, Bernie. Bernie has three houses.
And has a super hot nanny.
Bernie's the only socialist who has three houses.
No, one's a camp.
All right. Anyway, we are going to get to the news coming up at 7:30 with Danielle. At 8, we will get to the top five most beautiful briefing moments from yesterday's White House briefing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.